What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. What a joy it is, indeed, to come back to you to present the Word of God in power and through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Today I would like to read to you from Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, "Now Peter and John, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, and it was about the ninth hour. But there was a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb, and he was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that would come or enter into the temple. And after he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms from them. And Peter, in verse 4 through 5, fastened, he looked at him, he fastened his eyes upon him and said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them." Verse 6 says, "And Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" And the Bible declares in verse 7, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." Today, beloved, I'll pray that the Holy Spirit is going to equip you and anoint you to understand the Word of God. If ever we're going to receive a miracle in our lives, the Word of God needs to be activated in our life, in our faith, in our prayer. The Bible declared that Peter and John, they went up together. They went into the temple in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Acts. They went up into the temple at the hour of prayer. Apparently, this was the time of the evening sacrifice, and normally, at the time of the evening sacrifice, a priest would go in to the temple to offer incense with his prayers. And we find in the very first chapter of Luke, this was the case or the service that Zacharias was performing when the angel of God appeared unto him and told him that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a man child, because history proved that Elizabeth was barren for some reason for many years. Beloved, it doesn't matter what your barrenness or what you might be going through. The Bible declared at the gate of the temple. Imagine that the temple represents the church. Supposedly, as it is being written here, not the body of Christ only. But here it is, they went into the temple. But the temple was not the answer to this man's need. I would like you today to note today that you might be going to church, but the church alone is not the answer to your problems. If you are expecting God for healing in your body, I would like you to know, beloved, a congregation is not your answer. A preacher is not your answer. A body of Christ that know how to pray, they are not the answer. But the answer lies in the Word of Almighty God. The Word of God is healing to those who seek it. The Word of God is deliverance to those who believe in it. The Bible says that this layman, He was paralyzed from his mother's womb. There were no strength in his ankle. This man had been carried many times. He was lame. He was brought every single day, and he was placed there at the gate of the temple. Can you imagine that he was there sitting at the gate, which is called Beautiful? And there was a beautiful gate. And I tell you, I believe one of the reasons why they called this gate Beautiful, because this gate was structured. It was awesome looking. When Solomon made the temple, it was beautiful. The appearance of the temple was of a remarkable architecture. Here was a beautiful gate, but here this man's life was horrible. Beloved, you might be going to a very large church. The seatings and everything are posh. Oh, the lightnings and everything seem to be great. And the sound system seems to be perfect. The choir seem to be lovely. The voices and the songs might be glorious. But if your life is miserable, your life is broken, your life has a need that cannot be met through all the grandeur of these beautiful things, you are still hopeless. Only Jesus Christ and your faith in Almighty God can set you free. You know, beloved, it doesn't matter where you go, but if the Word of God is not preached under the anointing and power, and you do not see the demonstration of the Spirit of God working in that place, and the Word of God is not being presented the way it's supposed to be presented in all of its riches. Beloved, I don't want to tell you you are in the wrong place, but I would like you to know that when the Word of God is preached without compromise, when the Word of God is preached under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, lives will be transformed. Lives that are broken will be put back together. Here was a beautiful gate. The temple was awesome to look at. The temple was beautiful by the way it looked. It was marvelous. But I tell you something, beloved, this man was broken. There was a need in his life. Man can make beautiful things, but man cannot improve himself. It is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes into your life and into my life, then we can have all the improvements that we ever need. Beloved, there are many people today, they're going to different courses and they're going to many places to improve themselves, to improve their image. Today, if you would like to learn how to speak properly, you go to a speech therapist. If you want to know how to look beautiful on the outside, you go to someone who teaches how to look beautiful. If you want to know how to be how to dress like a fashion designer, you can log on the internet these days. You can get a lot of hints and tips. But I tell you something, the world cannot teach you and cannot help you to live according to God's will. It is only the Word of God who can beautify our Christian life. You see, that is so remarkable about this Christian walk. This Christian life is so beautiful. It is the Word of Almighty God. Man cannot improve himself without God. Of course, we can have all the soldiers and all the buildings. You know, the other day I was looking at all those beautiful skyscrapers that are going up in our city. Oh, they're climbing from 40 stories, 50, 60, 70, 80. Oh, our city is looking so grand. We have one of the tallest self-standing structure in the entire world. But I tell you something today. With all these buildings, the other day I sat down and I looked out of my window one night and I saw that beautiful CN Tower in a distance. And how glorious, how awesome it looks with the naked eye. And I heard the Spirit of God whisper to me and said, "You see all of these things? You need to see beyond them that these things are awaiting the judgment of God. I know that one day all these things shall pass away, but the name of God, the name of Jesus, will stand for all eternity." The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one title, not one comma, not one letter of the law, the Word of God, will ever pass away. You see, beloved, here it is. Man can look beautiful. Man can do all the things to improve himself in his outward appearance. But deep down within, we are scarred by sin and we need to be saved. We need to become beautiful in the inside. Adam and Eve were beautiful inside out, but sin entered into their life and they become so unattracted. I tell you something, God is not impressed by how we look on the outside. But I tell you, there is an impression that heaven stands still whenever you and I are cleansed and washed with the blood of Jesus. The Bible also declares that all heaven rejoices when one person, one sinner, turns to God I tell you something, it is the precious blood of Christ. Paul says, in Him I live and move and have our being. It is through the blood of Jesus that we would have the ability to live the way God wants us to live and to demonstrate the characteristics of His Word. Here it is that, you know, beloved, this man was there. He was begging for alms. This was the way he lived, of course. He had no means of supporting himself. There were not any social structures implemented in those days to help him out. He had needs in his life. He sat at the gate of Beautiful and he was begging. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 3, when he saw Peter and John, he thought that he could ask them for a helping hand, probably to buy food, to pay his bills, to take care of some of his needs, to help him receive his medication, to help him to be better. And he was begging. But Peter and John, they didn't have any money. They were there in a temple. Oh dear, today we're hearing a different gospel being preached, that, you know, God was rich. His disciples were wealthy and they never had needs in their lives. In Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 5, Peter fastened his eyes upon him and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. In verse 6, it contradicts what we hear today, that everything is all about wealth, everything is all about fame. Peter said, "Silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have we give unto you. All we can afford is the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that name is going to deliver you, transform you, heal you, bring glory to Almighty God." Beloved, I want you to know today that the Word of God is precious. It is powerful. Its value will never be decreased. It is rich in all of its ways. Hallelujah. And here it is in verse 7. Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I want you to know, beloved, that the weakness had been in the feet and in the ankle bones of this man. In verse 8 it says, he began to leap and walk, and he entered with them into the temple. They walked in and he was leaping and praising and jumping and giving God thanks. In verses 9 through 10, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Oh, I love that. We must be grateful for what God has done in our lives. Doesn't matter what God has done. You know, beloved, they knew that this man used to sit at the gate called Beautiful begging, but he was filled with joy. He was a changed life. And he entered with Peter and he entered with John to give God glory. Beloved, it doesn't matter what you're going through today. You can have joy. You can have healing. You can have deliverance right where you are. If you are sick in your body, I speak healing to you through the very powerful name of Jesus. The name of Jesus can heal sickness. The name of Jesus can bring strength into your weak faith. The name of Jesus can give you the ability to accomplish mighty and glorious things for God. Do not doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Right where you are, just lift your hand and give God all the praise that He deserves and all the glory, because Jesus' name is a wonder all by itself. And that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, I would like to say God richly bless you. You have yourself a great Holy Ghost Spirit-filled week with Jesus. Until we meet with you again, read the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and remember, God truly cares for you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.